Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's rewind to early 2020, pandemics hit. You're like in the early days. What was going on?
Oh my gosh. It was wild. Yeah, wild time. So, you know, I had been thinking about this idea for years at that point. And so finally, you know, left my job and started really working on JV and launched November of 2019. And you know, some of the trends I was already seeing happen that gave me the conviction to even start around, you know, unplugging from technology and kind of wanting to get away from screens, self-care, mindfulness, and this appetite for like analog activity. So those were already happening. But then, you know, add in everybody in the world being stuck at home for a puzzle company, you know, it honestly just kind of threw me into this tailspin in some great ways and in some really challenging ways. And it's just been like a sprint, really. You know, we're catching our breath now, but those next probably 2 years were really just kind of a daze. But, you know, back to the beginning of 2020. So we launched November 2019 and went right into holiday season. So I knew there would be, you know, some seasonality. A lot of people have great fond memories or traditions around puzzling, you know, together with their families during the holidays. So that was kind of our first marketing around the holiday season for 2019. And then we had only done one production run to that point. So, you know, we had our vendors, we had our supply chain, but we really only, you know, kind of troubleshot it once. And so
how many units did you have?
We had the initial order was 10,000 units, but I split it up. So I, you know, basically part of the negotiation with the factory was that was their minimum. They would not like accept my business for less than that. I was like, all right, so what if I pay for like the raw materials of that amount, but I don't, you know, I'm just starting out. We're going like cold start. I don't think I need that many, you know, in our warehouse. And actually at that point in my living room was where I was shipping from. So, you know, I took delivery on the first, let's say, couple thousand. And so I still had an allocation from that initial, you know, run quantity. So as soon as we saw like the writing on the wall and going into the new year anyway, you know, we did have some marketing plans around, you know, dry January and an activity to do when you're sober over the weekend and, you know, Valentine's Day, like date night, you know, have a date night in. And so we were already starting to sell through that. So I ordered the next batch. And then, you know, that mid-March weekend when, you know, I was in New York, so it was fairly early that it was just full shutdown, you know, everyone at home. And we saw immediate, you know, overnight people looking for activities, you know, like media outlets writing about what to do and puzzles kind of coming to the forefront. So immediately ordered all the rest in and had already gotten out of my living room and had a warehouse that could fulfill much more quickly. But yeah, we immediately went into restocking because did end up selling out of that first full run. And so I kind of saw, you know, even with placing as quickly as I could, we were going to be sold out for about 2 months. And so, you know,
key like, time.
I'm a 6-month-old company. Yeah. Like I'm so early. I'm a 6-month-old brand and it's like the demand is now. Like I'm missing the moment, you know, I'm missing this window of opportunity. And so we did a couple of things then, which I think people can take some inspiration from. So the first, of course, everyone, you know, was moving to gift cards and like how else you can support these small businesses, even if they are sold out. So we did a fun spin on our gift cards where we made them puzzles. So it was a mini 24 piece, like postcard size puzzle. And so on the back of it was where we wrote the redemption code. So you'd get it in the mail, just in an envelope, and then you'd have to put it together, you know, to redeem it once we were back in stock. So that was kind of just an added layer of fun little surprise and delight for people. But then really what I, you know, I was just trying to troubleshoot, can we source them elsewhere? Can we change the packaging to at least have something available for sale? And so what I was able to get, you know, just off the shelf were blank white puzzles. And so, you know, it's a puzzle, but there's nothing printed on it. And so it's kind of this, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, like aha moment, where I was like, well, my whole thing is I have this community of artists. And so I got these blank white puzzles and you know, I live in New York and don't have a car. So I rented a zip car, you know, fully masked and gloves and everything. And I drove around to our New York based artists and dropped off these blank white puzzles and they hand drew and hand painted on them. and, you know, essentially created these one-of-a-kind original pieces of artwork on a puzzle. And so we hosted an auction for them and raised money, and it was split between the artist and COVID fundraising efforts for New York City. And so it was a really special campaign that ended up, you know, getting media coverage and actually being not just a quick temporary fix, but actually a really special moment for the brand. So that was kind of our first 6 months of COVID, was trying to restock quickly, scrambling, you know, doing our original hand-painted campaign, and trying to just kind of meet the moment, wait lists, gift cards, and stay as relevant as we could while being sold out.
It's interesting because I feel like for you, you were really leaning into, at that stage, the bootstrapped founder. Everything was kind of the word of mouth, like you every day hitting the internet pavement, trying to get your story out there. But actually what's come out of that is how you've really went for that grassroots approach, and that inherently built that word of mouth marketing moment for you, which it seems like such an obvious thing, but I feel like it's actually often forgotten. People shouldn't be turning straight to launching paid media ads or, you know, blowing thousands of dollars to get things happening. You should be organically trying to find these ways to reach your target audience through innovative campaigns and through kind of just getting your story out there, which is exactly what you did.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, just especially from my experience at the startup before, the Skim that I was at before Jiggy, you know, we took a very kind of grassroots and community driven approach as well. And so I think in some ways it just felt so organic and just much more authentic of a way to build a brand to me. But also, you know, strategically, I think it's just so much, you know, it's a longer play, but I think it's what actually makes a business like defensible, especially if you have a product that can be knocked off and, you know, and competitors will pop up. I think ultimately it's what makes you stand out, what gives you, you know, longer legs and gives longevity to the idea, and what makes it a more defensible business. So, both kind of just from my core, what I had experienced already and what I was comfortable with and felt more authentic, but then also certainly I think it's in the best interest of the brand too. And it is so easy. I think there was certainly, you know, a period of time where like everything was a, you know, D2C Facebook ad machine, just, you know, come up with some product, even drop ship a product from, you know, don't even make it yourself, pump money into ads. And like, there you go. You have, you know, you have your e-commerce business. And I think that model, you know, just kind of ran its course and it is a bit tired. I think consumers do want to know what's behind it. And, you know, if you're really just selling a product, buying ads and paying for acquisition, a moment when you're sold out or there, you know, something goes wrong, like there's not that much back to fall back on. So I think when you approach it from a bigger, from a why, you know, what is the why behind the brand, then it was, you have, you know, coming up with hand-painted one, like it was because we had this community of artists and this mission around it, like it was, that's what allowed, you know, being able to meet the moment in an authentic way, versus I think just, you know, having a product that you push out.
Quick win.
Exactly.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.